You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, we love talking about arts, we love talking about museums and audio description. And today we're chatting about something a little bit different because charity Victa UK recently held workshops in Edinburgh and they invited young people to come and experience audio description in a museum, learn a little bit about it and perhaps work on something really exciting that will be coming to London soon. And joining us now is one of the young people that was there at the workshops, Emmy Anstey. It is lovely chatting with you today, Emmy.
Nice to be chatting about it as well.
So, Emmy, tell us about the workshops. Obviously, part of it was going to one of the museums in Edinburgh.
Yeah, so we went to the Scottish National Art Gallery, but we also did some stuff at the Scottish National Library as well. We were doing a couple of workshops there. And it's actually part of a course that we're doing. It's the Level 3 Environment and Leadership course. So there was a group of about 8 or 9 of us there with some people from Victa. And we were doing the workshops to basically develop the next part of the project we're developing on this course.
Mm. And what would you say was the most exciting thing you've, I guess, seen whilst you were in Edinburgh? Because obviously audio description can be a little bit, it's hard to get right. So I guess part of your project would be trying to listen for things you think work and things that don't work.
Yeah, so when we were really looking at their audio description and kind of seeing what maybe worked well and what didn't to kind of see what we can kind of gain from that. And I must admit, it was good. It was very detailed and very descriptive, but it's just, there weren't that many paintings that were audio described and there wasn't really much direction of like connecting each room together to know where to go next for the next bit of audio description.
Mm. And was there one from the ones that you did get to experience, was there one that really stood out in your mind and you're like, oh, I will remember this for a while?
There was one that was quite interesting. It was like 4 figures with like animals and stuff, and it was supposed to be a representation of like the inner workings of a human soul. It was like 4 panels sewn together. That was quite interesting.
Mm. And what was the biggest takeaway that I guess you took as someone who is currently working on a project that I guess is trying to make things more accessible?
It was all description, so making it detailed, but like not super, super detailed, because like this one was really, really detailed, like went on forever. And some people don't want to listen to it for so long. So I'd say making sure we're getting like the key details, but also making sure there's like clear direction was like something that links all of them together. Because otherwise you're kind of looking around going, where do I go next? Or kind of not knowing what the next point is along, say, a tour or a guide is probably not the best.
And the workshops you guys did there, what happened during them?
So a lot of time we were kind of just discussing ideas, basically, we're developing a resource for the Canal Museum in London. And we basically were just discussing ideas and bouncing ideas off each other and kind of what we thought would work well for someone who's vision impaired to access it, and also that would interest like children and also link to the environment and the history. And we had to present some research that we did. We had to present that to each other as a group. And then once we came up with the ideas, that we had to then present it in this thing called an elevator pitch, which is where you basically like pretend that you're stuck in an elevator with a CEO and you have like 60 seconds to present your idea. There's a lot of kind of developing our communication skills and kind of thinking on our feet, as well as coming up with the ideas that are going to help the project.
It sounds fantastic. And I have to say, I think you're probably the only person I've ever heard refer to our elevator pitch as fun. Because most people are mortified when you have to do them in real life, but it's very cool. And how are you finding, because you chose specifically, I guess, the workshop you said is around environment. Is that something that's of interest for you? And do you think that's something that the next kind of younger generations are very passionate about?
I think at the moment, it's definitely a very talked about topic. And there's lots of people who are more interested now, knowing about kind of the world around us and the impact we have on it. But I have had an interest in it a long time, mainly through science and kind of very into scientific aspects of it. But also at school, I was one of the members in the Eco Council when I was at secondary school. I've been interested in it for quite a long time.
And what would you say to any young people that are listening? Maybe they are registered blind or partially sighted, and you know, they never really thought about the ecosystem or the things about them. I guess resources, they're not always accessible. So what would be your biggest advice to, I guess, maybe learn a little bit more? Or where would you start if you were starting from the beginning?
That's quite a tough question, to be honest, but I'd say there's many different ways you could look at it. Maybe just like looking at some ways to kind of just, I'd say maybe videos online or something that maybe someone could listen to if they're maybe VI, and just like still access the same information, even if you start just having a conversation with someone else who knows more about it. When I've kind of done stuff, it's been through either listening to things or through conversation with, like I said, people who know more or teachers at school. That's the easy way to kind of get involved, even from a VI aspect. But also there's probably plenty of ways, and I found a couple of ways to, like, you can easily adapt kind of some of the stuff. So for example, like having more stuff online rather than printed out as the big A3, that easily saves paper, and that can then be something that, you know, is a bit more eco-friendly. Just find little ways so that each day you feel like you're doing something better, the environment could just be a simple start as well.
And as someone who's, you know, so young and passionate about everything that's going on in the world, what would you say is the biggest draw for you to be part of all these workshops that Victor UK runs?
I'd say a lot of time it's kind of developing my own knowledge, but also gaining experience. So the social and kind of communication experience, as well as kind of developing ideas going forward that could better things in the future.
I think that's very well said. Emmy, as always, it's been fantastic having you on RNAV Connect Radio, and we will keep in touch because it will be exciting to see where this project takes you and what you guys develop for the museum. But for now, as always, thank you for speaking on RNAV Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me on, and hopefully I'll speak to you again nearer to the end of when we've finished the project and there's something to show for it.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.